Remember, you're listening to a show that refers to you as a maggot. Self-esteem much? And now back to Rad Radio.
We got this email, rad@radradio.com. She signed it. She left her name, but I'm going to withhold it. You'll understand why when I read the substance of it. This takes us back to Circles, the social media positivity app that Circles with an S. You can download it for free in the App Store, and then you follow people that you know, people that you trust. You follow each one of us. We're all on Circles, and that's how you get recommendations for things like shows to watch and movies we've seen. You might be thinking, what is that show that Rob keeps talking about on whatever? And so you can just go to my Circles app or my Circles profile, and you go to the couch, because that's what we people do, that we watch TV. We sit on the couch and go to entertainment. You find it that way. There's no negativity. It's the Yelp killer. Get all that toxicity out of your life. And they had Circles had a big launch party a couple weeks ago for people that invested into Circles $5,000 or more. And we met a lot of great people there. And this lady's one of them. She said, "Hey, Rob, I want to thank you so much for your wife and you." That's terrible grammar.
Oh, boy.
"Talking with me at the Circles launch party. I was the one who talked to you about my sister's stage one cancer diagnosis and the double mastectomy that at the time was coming up that occurred last Tuesday. It was really nice to talk with you about my sister, and thanks again for sharing your mom's breast cancer journey. The very nice words of encouragement you gave me about my sister and your thoughts on her surgery day last week. My sister's surgery," well, by the way, I'm only reading this now because I know my wife is listening, because then I don't have to update her later tonight.
Oh my gosh, really?
It's just one more thing. Cross off the list, like
two
a
birds.
Boomer.
She
yeah,
might
exactly.
have more questions.
I don't have anything other than this email, and she knows that.
All right.
I mean, what?
Hey, sometimes you edit.
Did you email her back? You know, to get more information, follow up questions.
Now she for whatever reason misses it, gets a call or something. Do you just send her a link to the audio file?
Oh my gosh.
That, or I tell you, Brandon, I need you to send me a copy of this email, and then I just forward her the email.
Oh, that's
Lord.
Why.
Uh-huh. I'm never really looking for anything. She says my sister's surgery went very well. She was home a few hours later. She did great in the surgery. It's been a week. I'm here with her in New Jersey, and she's doing so great. Well, other than being in New Jersey, that's rough. Last night, we walked around an entire block. Wow, without getting shot? And she has stopped taking the heavy pain meds. The best news, though, is that her breast and lymph node pathology came back all clear.
All right.
She will see her plastic surgeon tomorrow, her oncologist next week. Thank you again so much for your support, talking to me, and all of your nice words, and of course for the great picture with you and with your gorgeous, brave, smart, funny, and awesome wife.
Aww.
Christina, I love the show and you all so much. That's great. Thank you for the update.
Sweet.
You didn't
yeah.
have to do that, but my wife and I have been thinking about you, and we appreciate you letting us know how that turned out. Today, on about 35 minutes, like every weekday, we'll get to the Mixed Pick Sports Show. 10 a.m., Steve Mickelson and I will get you caught up on the NBA and NHL playoffs, what's going on in the NFL, because the NFL is year-round, Major League Baseball and more. We do it every day from 10 to 11. Today, because it's Tuesday, after that, you'll get Tech to You Tuesday. Ian from Tech to You will, as promised, go over the disturbing AI voice imitation in Baltimore that ended a guy's career for the most part. He's a principal. He's been, quote, cleared, but for 4 months, he was believed to be a racist and an anti-Semite because there was this audio, clearly him, making all these slurs. Oh, nope, it was done by a disgruntled teacher that worked at the school. And Ian, I don't know how in-depth you will get to how easy it is to do, but he will talk about that. He'll talk about the return of net neutrality. If you're a dork, you know what that means. The challenges that Meta faces with not safe for work AI girlfriend ads. Oh, that sounds interesting and fun.
Oh.
And the alarming rise of the U.S. Post Office phishing sites that rival the traffic of the official site. So nothing else going on here.
Oh, awesome.
God.
And anytime Ian uses the word alarming, I pay attention.
Yeah. Because
he's so laid back.
Exactly.
He's like, oh, Rob, it'll work out. So Tech to You Tuesday. You go, well, where am I going to see or hear any of this? I don't know what that means. Well, both the Mixed Pick Sports Show and Tech to You Tuesday will air on Rad TV, which you can get through members.radradio.com. You can listen there as well. It'll be on the Rad Radio app. If you're in Sacramento, it'll be on 104.7 FM and 890 AM. Well, what about not in Sacramento? Then you use the app, idiot. It's good anywhere.
Okay. Someone needs to do the dot a boo boo. She said, where to find it? Aboo-boo.
So,
right? So it's not dot com, it's dot a boo boo.
Rad.aboo-boo.com.
Yeah, because nobody's in charge of the .com.usa.gov,
no.
So we would have to put rad.aboo-boo.com. or not. So that means today, Classic Rad gets bumped to noon to 3. We go back at least 5 years. Today, we're going back 8 years. When am I going to hear this? I don't hear. Same thing. Rad Radio app in Sacramento, 104.7 FM, 890 AM.
How do you go back 8 years? Do you have a time machine?
It's all recorded, and then we just play back the recording.
On a record?
No.
Oh.
On a tape.
This year, we're going back. What, the tape?
Like Scotch tape?
A tape, just a tape.
Or duct tape.
We're going back 8 years to 2016. You can just imagine how this devolves. This is just one of the segments on Classic Rad. There's a Dr. Rob letter from an anonymous man who kissed a friend that's a girl.
Ooh.
And then it escalated to a makeout session.
Oh. Yeah.
No issues there. Except he has a girlfriend who he's madly in love with.
So, creep.
That's just part of the noon to three Classic Rad segments. I believe that was the reaction 8 years ago without context or anything.
You know,
either.
Sometimes we change, but no, that's still my
By the way, we did food news earlier, but we also did trends and acronyms that aren't cool anymore. And so I did want to sneak this in while it's still a story. Gen Zers are going crazy over a new candy, so much so that Walgreens can't keep it in stock. This is not new news, but I have an update for you. The product itself is a $1.99 bag of candy from Walgreens house brand of snacks and drinks. And the big appeal of it is that the candy's peelable.
Whoa, I see what you did there.
So you get this candy and you open it like it's a pistachio, but you're peeling an outer layer off the candy, and then inside of the layer, like imagine a pistachio, but it's soft, is a candy, a gummy candy, and then you eat it.
So you can't eat a pistachio shell. Can you eat the peelable part of a candy?
Right.
That is a great question. I do not have the answer for that. I have not seen anything about eating the shell.
I was thinking if you can't eat it, maybe it's cool like a beeswax, like those cheese balls have. You know what I'm talking about? The little mini wheels.
Yeah, it kind of looks like that. You mean like the Baby Bell cheeses?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And it kind of looks like that. Anyways, this all late February, this became so big that Walgreens actually imposed a limit of one bag per customer.
Jeez, they're locking it up.
On the peelable gummy mango candies in particular.
Gummy
so,
mango? Yes. I mean, that just sounds amazing.
Well, here's your big exciting update.
But are they really good, or is it because you can peel it?
Well, the appeal does seem to be the peeling, but they also claim they're delicious.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, kids these days are all about their sensory toys, their poppets, their fidget spinners, all that stuff. So maybe that's why.
Yeah, no, this was boomer moment for me. I'm watching all these TikTok videos going, okay, so literally that's it. That's what's so fascinating is that I'm using the pistachio example because I hope it's relatable, but that's what it looks like. You're just popping open this candy. All right, your update is after weeks of scrambling and rushing, Walgreens is now better prepared to make a bigger splash with the peelable mango gummies. They have purchased a much larger amount of the candy. It will go into all 8,000 stores, they say, by tomorrow. By tomorrow,
line up.
Walgreens will have your peelable candy. I don't know if the limit is still in effect, but we do know a new flavor of peelable candy.
Uh-oh.
Because they do sell pineapple and orange gummies, but you can't peel them. That's the problem. That's the problem. Not bluck. You can't peel them.
It's no fun.
So back to Brandon's point. Yes, it's all about the peel. The next peelable candy to go along with the mango one will be one of Brandon's favorites. If you're on the Megan's list as well, banana peelable gummies.
No.
All the flavors. They do banana.
Well, first of all, that makes sense because you do peel a banana.
So what?
And I'm not on Megan's list.
Aren't you?
Are you on Christie's list?
Angie's list.
There it is. Thank you.
Do you home repair? Which isn't even called that anymore. It's called A-list now, or it's just called Angie's. Yeah. I don't know.
You big home repair.
Yeah.
You all like bananas.
Just Google it.
I don't know how I peel about any of this.
Let's win Rob's change. We do it every morning at 8:30. No, at 6:30 at 9:30. 8:30, we're doing something completely different every day. We have had 11 guesses and 11 clues. If you can figure it out, you will win that amount of money. Phone number is 888-989-9811. Caller 18. Guess to win Rob's change.
Rob.
Anybody.
And Dawn. The Rob.
Anybody.
And Dawn Show.